Hello and welcome to Mompreneuring the podcast. I am your host, Tiana Starks, and I'm happy to be here with you again this week. Mompreneuring the podcast is an extension of my blog titled Mompreneuring the Blog, which you can find on my website at tianastarks.com. It is a platform for introverted moms who aspire to succeed in business and in life, providing the necessary tools and resources to overcome challenges as they arise. Hello, and welcome to the podcast again this week. This week, I am blogging on my website about overcoming mommy guilt, which I think that probably all, I'm going to go ahead and just say all moms can relate to feelings of mommy guilt, especially in the U.S., just because the way that our society is set up. And so I'm also going to be podcasting about mommy guilt this week. I'm going to continue with the format from last week, and I probably won't read the blog because there is a lot that I want to cover in the podcast, and I just don't think that there's going to be enough time to read the actual blog. So if you would like to read the blog, please feel free. It's on my site at tianastarks.com. There's a little navigation element at the top of the page called either the blog or my blog, something like that. Click that and it'll be the first thing. Actually, when you navigate to tianastarks.com, by the time this is released, it'll probably be on the homepage if you scroll down a little bit as well. Either way, it's on the site. Check it out if you're interested. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the nitty-gritty of mommy guilt. So first, I want to talk about, like, just in general, the guilt trap and, like, why we have to feel this way, like, as moms, because it's like, if we are not performing our best, especially, let me say, as mompreneurs, it's like, if we're not performing our best at work, we feel guilty because we're responsible for the entire business, right? So if your clients are not getting 100% of what they need, we have a feeling about that. And then if we're at home and our households, our children, you know, maybe we get home late and so we have to stop at a fast food restaurant or whatever it is that may make you feel like you're not performing your best as a mom, societal pressures makes us feel this thing called mommy guilt. And so I want to get into what some of those pressures are. And then later in the podcast, we'll talk about how we can dismantle them within ourselves. So the first thing that I think plays a major role in mommy guilt is traditional gender roles. And last week's podcast was about how society generally views moms. And one of the concepts we talked about was the supermom. This image of a woman who is, like, effortlessly killing it in all aspects of life, including her career and motherhood. And she never has feelings of failure because she never fails. And she just does everything perfectly. She's the most nurturing caregiver and the most successful businesswoman. It makes us feel pretty shitty sometimes, right? Like, those images that are out there in movies and TV shows and the media, like, I will say, definitely if you are a woman of a certain age like me, growing up, that type of imagery was more prevalent than it is today. Like, imagine Claire Huxtable and some of the other women that we have seen on TV and in movies and stuff like that. I think that now we are trying to be more conscious as a society and trying to display more nuanced characters, but there's still a lot of work to do because let me tell you, if you choose to become a mompreneur, there's still, I think, some honestly unreasonable expectations of what that looks like in practice, because Supermom is not a real thing. Like, we all need rest, and that's just the bottom line. In addition to that, when it comes to like these types of societal pressures or gender roles, we know that women, like, once you leave your primary revenue building, income generating job, your second shift begins, like, as soon as you get home, because that becomes a second job. Taking care of the home, there's just has traditionally been an unequal division of domestic labor. And I think, again, as a society, we're trying to be more conscious. There are, stay-at-home dads these days, but it's not super prevalent. And I think everyone in the household expects for the mother to be the primary caregiver, to also be the one that's making the meals and cleaning the house and taking care of the household and all these things. Don't get me wrong, like, I'm not saying that men don't have certain responsibilities that society as a whole expects for them to do. But I don't know, they're different, right? And so my point is that the gender roles as a whole, including what's expected of the woman and what's expected of the man who lives in the house. And honestly, I don't even know if that's politically correct anymore to say, because gender identity has become fluid. So I don't know, like, that is a part of dismantling some of those stereotypes, but they still exist. And in traditional households, women are expected to take on the majority of those types of domestic tasks. And I imagine, and let me know if I'm wrong, but I imagine that there's still some of that even in non-traditional. Is that the right thing to say? Like, how do I describe, I'm going to say non-traditional relationships, that there are still some types of gender roles that people kind of take on, to fulfill some of the things that need to be done in the household. Certain expectations are placed on people based on, the role that they have taken in the household. And it's based on how we have been socialized in general. So, yeah, I think that traditional gender roles definitely create more stress, and they cause us to feel more mommy guilt, especially as mompreneurs. The next thing that I want to talk about is work culture and expectations. We have come to live in an always on culture. And I think to a certain extent, it has always been this way. But with, the creation of email and the internet and 24-hour news cycles, things like that have made it, like, work more demanding on our time. Like, especially if you work in a client services business, for me as the owner of an advertising agency, I was always on. Like, clients would be calling me at 9 p.m. and 12 a.m. And that is not healthy. Like, the pressure to be constantly available and productive as an entrepreneur is a source of stress. And for sure, it makes it difficult for mompreneurs to set boundaries and to personalize their own time. And it leads to guilt about either neglecting your family or neglecting your duties as an entrepreneur. There has to be some harmony. Like, we have to know that no matter what, there's always going to be another thing that needs to be done. And it's okay to prioritize and plan to do specific things later, the next day, after you rest. That is okay. You do not have to always be working, and you don't have to feel guilty about it. And I think that one of the things that also plays into this is a lack of support systems. I think in traditional kind of work environments, there hasn't been as much flexibility for working parents. In the past, I think unfortunately, with the COVID pandemic, things have changed, right? We know that we don't always have to be in the office to be productive. And I think a lot of companies are understanding the value of allowing for flexibility. Like, people will be more, quote, productive if they have the opportunity to create schedules that work better for them. So I think that's great. But, you know, I just say that to say that in order for mompreneurs to succeed and to not be feeling guilty about either missing some of their home responsibilities or work responsibilities, we need to make sure that we're building in the right type of support systems, both at home and at work. And that may, you know, it's going to look different from person to person. And we'll get into some of the solutions a little bit later, but just know, like, we need to have proper support in order to be successful, because we can't do everything, and we definitely can't do everything alone. We need to be building community and to be working together toward the realizations of greater goals. Okay. So another thing that I want to make sure to specifically touch on is social media comparison. This one, even I want to say the most self-aware of us, like, I personally consider myself to be pretty self-aware. But all of us are guilty. I don't know if that was the right time to use this word, but all of us have looked at social media and been like, wow, their life looks amazing, right? And so I feel like there's a new social media platform popping up like every other day now. And so with the proliferation of this type of content, it just provides more opportunities for us to feel inadequate and guilty as mompreneurs, as we're comparing our lives to other people's highlight reels that, you know, are not necessarily, I won't say they're not true, but they're not the whole truth. Like, we all are multifaceted and complex people, and we all deal with our own set of challenges. And honestly, we don't necessarily want to showcase those moments. We want to be remembering and thinking about the best of times. And so that's what you're going to see on social media. And that's why we can't compare ourselves to other people. And I know that it's easier said than done, but think about what you post on social media, right? Like, we all have good times. And so we have to know that we all have challenging times that we're all overcoming all of the time. Another thing that social media does is the creates FOMO, right? The fear of missing out. And in this context, FOMO is about not only the fear of missing out of what's going on, like, in the social media environment, but like in your family, like as a mom, a working mom, a mompreneur, concerns like, am I going to miss out on my child's first step or the first time they say mom or the first word that they speak? Those are real concerns for moms who work, or and probably moms who don't work too. But for mompreneurs, it takes on another degree of urgency, I guess, because you know that there's going to be a substantial time that you have to spend away from your child in order to complete your work or your goals that you're aspiring toward. And those are precious moments that you don't want to miss. So I think that is a challenge that, honestly, I think each individual has to think about how best to navigate that. Again, we're going to talk about some solutions or some ideas that will, I think, will help deal with mommy guilt, but this is one that's difficult to me. Like, I think that we have to think about how to navigate that one on a case-by-case basis. So a couple other things that I just want to throw in there. I couldn't find like a cute, a nice little heading or title that these kind of sub categories will fall under. Maybe I would call it social pressures or something like that, but definitely judgment from others can create mommy guilt, especially when people perceive you as prioritizing your career over your children. And just because you have to work, that I think sometimes can be hurtful for moms because no one's, most moms are not prioritizing their careers over their children. It's just we also are whole people and we have goals, and sometimes they conflict and we have to make hard choices, right? And then there are internalized beliefs. I think these, based on, societal expectations, things that we have learned throughout life, about what it looks like to be a quote good mom, or to have a successful career, play a role in how we view ourselves and how we view our failures. Like what we determine to be failures are based on these kind of internalized beliefs that we've grown to accept as being true. But I think with all of these things, we have to remember that these expectations are often not realistic and harmful, and that striving for these idealized versions of motherhood and entrepreneurship can and will lead to unnecessary guilt and stress. We need to recognize that these are external pressures and prioritize self-compassion, self-grace, because in order for us to become our best, highest selves, we have to know that these are not true. Like, this is not the truth for us. So, with that said, I do want to talk about how we can break free of these unrealistic expectations and beliefs. And the first way we can do that is by shifting our mindset. And I love this idea. Like, let me tell you, if you really want to get under my skin, you can tell me what you think I should do. Like, I try my best to eliminate the word should from my vocabulary because what does that even mean, right? So I'm saying one way that we can begin to dismantle mommy guilt is by challenging the shoulds. Like, we need to reevaluate societal expectations and replace shoulds with could or want or perhaps this is a good idea or can I make a suggestion or is this something that I truly desire? Life is not one size fits all. Motherhood is not one size fits all. And entrepreneurship is not one size fits all. We all need to think about what works best for our situation, our lives, and then make choices based on that. But don't be forced to do a thing because society or your mom or anybody says that you quote should. And with that, that alone, that mindset shift is one way that you can practice self-compassion and grace for yourself. We have to forgive ourselves for our mistakes and imperfections. We all have them. We have to remember to celebrate our strengths and the progress that we've made all the time. All the time. Like, I guarantee you that there is at least one area of your life in which you have progressed from where you were last year at the same time. Maybe there are other areas that you don't feel that way about, but at least one area, I'm sure you're different in a positive way. That's a win, and that should be celebrated. We have to be more compassionate to ourselves. We show our children compassion. We show our partners compassion. We have to lend that same grace to ourselves as we're trying to do big things, as we're trying to accomplish big goals, right? So another way that we can dismantle mommy guilt is to reframe the guilt. I'm a big fan of reframing. Like, I am always thinking to myself, am I thinking about this wrong? Like, how do I shift the way that I am viewing a situation right now that is upsetting me? Reframing your thoughts and your beliefs is really a mindset shift that will positively impact your life. Write things down. Like, write down, I feel this way about this situation. And then ask yourself, is that true? Because feelings, they are real, but they're not always true. And by identifying the true part of a feeling, it helps you to reframe something that could be negative and harmful to you to something that you can work through. And so the next way that we can dismantle mommy guilt is by building a support system. And one way to do that is to connect with other mompreneurs. And you can find online communities, like Facebook and or Instagram, places like that. Or you can even look for local groups using things like Meetup and Eventbrite to find groups of people who are similar to you and you can share and learn from and encourage each other. That's important for us to have people who share similar experiences to us that can help us navigate some of these hard situations that we face as mompreneurs. Additionally, you can seek help from professionals, rather it be therapy or personal or professional coaching. I have done both. And honestly, it helps to have someone that you know, like, I'm going to have an appointment with this person every week or every month or whatever to kind of talk through some of these issues that I'm having, to just have that consistency and being able to work through the hard things with somebody. And I love this one. Delegate and ask for help. And delegating, I'm going to be honest, like, it took me a while to become comfortable delegating. And actually, I won't even say I'm 100% comfortable now, but I'm a lot better at it than I was a couple of years ago. And I'm going right now just celebrate that win because it's a big deal. And there are a lot of different ways to delegate. One way that I delegate these days is to enroll my children into doing more things around the house, doing the dishes. Even just taking my 8-year-old son, I ask him to take the groceries out of the grocery bag when they come in the house. You don't have to do everything. And one thing that has helped me when it comes to delegating, because I think a part of the reason why delegating is so hard for me is because I'm also a recovering perfectionist, but just knowing that done is better than perfect, no matter who's doing it. People do not have to do things exactly the way that I would do it. And micro corrections are sometimes better than having to do the whole thing by yourself. Another way can be hiring a cleaning person. Like, that also, I think, can be a struggle for people. I'm going to say, especially for Black women, like, our moms and grandmoms did so much with so little. and cleaning the house was just the thing that they did, and it was clean. And so it sometimes feels like a thing that you have to do, kind of maybe to respect the ancestors or to, you know, make sure that it's being done exactly how your mom did it. But also as a mompreneur, we have to think about the value of our time. Like, what else could you be doing during the 4 hours that you are scrubbing down the entire house? And is that worth how much your time actually costs? If you were working on a project for your business, like, how much could you make in that 4 hours versus how much you're spending cleaning the house? Like, when we start thinking about our time in terms of monetary value, I think it helps us to make different decisions and not feel guilty about it. Another thing that we can do to dismantle mommy guilt is to create healthy boundaries. I'm not gonna lie, this is hard for me, this one. Setting clear work hours. Like, I'm just gonna be honest. I work all times a day. And as a matter of fact, my son was saying the other day, Daddy, you get done with work like in the afternoon, but mommy, she works late and then she makes dinner. So he was kind of like saying, in a way, it wasn't like, you know, it was very innocent, but just that he's noticing, like, I'm doing all these things. And it just made me think to myself, I need to be better at setting these boundaries. I know that I need to be better at figuring out established, dedicated working hours and sticking to them. And also just communicating them to my support group so that I can be held accountable. One thing that I try to be really good at, though, is scheduling me time. Like, every set, for the most part, most Saturdays, I wake up before everybody, go to a coffee shop and sit and read for anywhere between 1 and 4 hours. I love reading and it kind of refuels me for the week. Like, it feels good being able to do that. Sometimes I may have to work depending on what's going on, but for the most part, like, doing those things that help you to feel like you, scheduling that me time, prioritizing self-care, exercise, meditation. I've also this year been prioritizing getting up in the morning, doing yoga, and meditating. Well, I've been meditating for a while, but I just started doing yin yoga, and it's amazing. Like, that practice has helped me to relax. I know it seems like a small thing, and maybe it seems a little bit unrealistic, but honestly, there's tension in your body. And the yoga has helped me to, like, release it and to relax a little bit. And that's important, like, me time for me. So make sure you're doing whatever it is that is me time for you that helps you de-stress. It could be spending time in nature, making sure you have your daily devotional, whatever it is, do what helps you to restore yourself and your energy. And also, this is hard for a lot of people. Learning to say no. You can't do everything. You can't be all things to everyone. And sometimes you have to say no. And there are tons of resources. And maybe I'll add this to my website, some thoughts about this anyway, of ways that you can say no without upsetting people or feeling as though you're coming across as rude. And then just a couple of, like, things that you can practice, some practical strategies that I do. Like, every single day, I write down a statement that encapsulates my life vision and where I'm going in my life and as a professional and as a mom and as all the things. I also write little notes when I hear something that's inspiring or when I see or read something that speaks to me. all over. I write sticky notes and I stick them on the wall in my office, above my computer, on my screen, just so that they can be daily reminders of what it is I am working toward, striving toward, and how I want to be. You can also use time management tools. I am currently using the Motion app and I love it. I'm also a project manager by trade, so that may not work for you, but there are tons of time management tools. There's Rescue Time. You can use your Google Calendar more efficiently. Planners. I'm a big fan of planners. I have a lot of planners and I have a journal that can serve as a planner that you can get on my website. It is meant to be for people who subscribe to my personal business and lifestyle blueprint. I'll get into that on another podcast, but it also serves as a planner and helps you to set your mindset for the day. But planners help you to manage your time. There are tons of tools and resources that can help you to just practically manage your time on a daily basis. And then lastly, I said this earlier, but make sure that you're celebrating your milestones. Make sure that you are giving yourself props for when you do something well, not necessarily doing something well, but just if you want to wake up earlier and you set your alarm clock for 5 minutes earlier, you wake up earlier, celebrate that. Like that says something that creates a closed loop in your mind that says, if I do this, then this, and it feels good. And so you're more likely to do that thing again. And so those are the tools that I would suggest to start combating mommy guilt, which is something I know that we all deal with. Remember that breaking free from mommy guilt is a journey. It's not a destination. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate your progress and do not hesitate to seek support when you need it. Prioritize self-compassion and build a supportive network. Create healthy boundaries, and you will empower yourself to navigate this thing called mompreneurship without having to deal with as much guilt. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this podcast or found it to be insightful in any way, please like and share. And if you really liked it, please leave a review. I appreciate you, and I'll be back next week.